Welcome back to the deep dive. So for most of our deep dives, we're usually sifting through, you know, reports, policy documents, that kind of thing, trying to pull out the objective facts. Today, we're doing something, well, something fundamentally different. We have a stack of sources that don't really deal in external data. They're all about internal assurance.
It's a fascinating pivot, really, because the subject matter is totally different, but our mission, our core mission, it doesn't actually change.
That's a great point.
We're still analyzing a source that's trying to deliver high-value knowledge to you, the listener. It's just the knowledge is accessed through, let's say, non-traditional means.
Exactly right. Our deep dive today is focused on a very specific service in a very specific American city, Memphis, by someone they call Master J. And our mission is pretty simple. We just want to unpack the claims, the promises, and how the whole offering is structured. We're treating this material as the definitive guide to what they're offering.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have a source here that is focused, I mean, completely focused on the services of a clairvoyant in Memphis. And look, we aren't here to judge the claims, right? But to analyze how they are structured to meet a core human need.
And that need, which the source brings up again and again, is the search for certainty.
Certainty.
Yeah. The claims all center on providing clarity and assurance to life. And that's the ultimate goal for anyone, isn't it? Whether you're reading a financial report or this, you want a shortcut to feeling sure so you can make a good choice.
So this service is basically positioning itself as the express lane to that feeling.
Exactly. The express lane to assurance.
That's a powerful promise. Yeah. I mean, if you can deliver certainty in uncertain times, you've got a massive market. So let's transition into the architecture of the service.
Because the source doesn't just say, here's one ability. It details a very structured, sort of layered approach to how they deliver this spiritual information.
And that structure, I think, is designed to reduce the risk for the client. It's not just a snapshot. It's sold as a comprehensive knowledge solution. The source defines it using three distinct components. We can call them the three pillars of insight.
Okay, so the first pillar, this is the big one, the most defining claim, strong clairvoyance.
Yes, and we really need to pause on that word, strong.
Right. Not just clairvoyance.
Why not just clairvoyance?
Yeah.
The source is clearly trying to differentiate itself here. And strong clairvoyance, as it's claimed, delivers clear future visions.
I think that word strong, it implies what? Speed, reliability, like undeniable specificity.
I think so.
It suggests these aren't just vague feelings, but like high definition information about what's coming.
Precisely. And if we look at its function in the source,
right,
this strong clairvoyance is meant to reveal hidden truths.
Hidden truth.
Yeah. That's the foundation.
Yeah.
So if you, the listener, are wrestling with some big decision, the claim is that this ability just bypasses all the research, the emotional confusion, the fact-checking.
And just delivers the core truth immediately.
It's the ultimate information advantage. That's the claim.
Okay, but that sets an almost impossibly high bar. And here's where the structure gets really interesting to me. If Master J provides perfect, clear future visions, these hidden truths, then why are the other two components even necessary?
That is the analytical key. That's the key to the whole business model.
Okay.
The next two pillars are intuitive guidance and spiritual insights. The source seems to understand that pure, raw knowledge, even perfect knowledge from a vision, can be overwhelming. It can be hard to apply.
Okay, wait. The strong clairvoyance gives you the what, the future vision, but the guidance and insights give you the so what and the now what.
Exactly. You nailed it. The intuitive guidance and spiritual insights are the interpretation and execution layers. They're the scaffolding that takes that raw data, the vision, and translates it into actionable steps for your life right now.
I see.
So if the vision tells you about a future event, the guidance supposedly tells you how your decisions today will affect the path to that event. It synthesizes the information into a strategic plan.
That's a really powerful way to package it.
Yeah.
You're turning a mystic claim into essentially a functional consultancy.
That's a good way to put it.
The three elements, visions, guidance, and insights, they work together, and the source says this, to help you make the right decisions. It's a closed loop system designed to get rid of confusion at every step.
Yeah.
So now that we've kind of established the how,
yeah,
the methods, we need to look at the where. And here's where it gets really interesting. What specific areas of life does Master J focus on?
Right.
Because it isn't just generalized life coaching. The source is very explicit. It details four specific domains where this insight is applied.
And the domains they've chosen are highly strategic. These are the areas where the stakes are highest, the data is most subjective, and the need for certainty is, well, most acute.
The things that keep people awake at night.
Exactly that.
Okay, let's break them down. First up, the source focuses heavily on love.
Well, of course. Love is the classic area of uncertainty. The decisions you make there are often. You can't take them back.
Do you commit? Is this person trustworthy?
Is this relationship going to last? You've got emotional investment, finances, your whole future hanging in the balance. The guidance here promises to clarify the hidden dynamics of the relationship so you can move forward with that promised assurance.
So it's about mitigating the risk of emotional investment.
Okay, moving on to number two, the source focuses on success.
Success. So we're talking about the professional and material world. The questions are different.
Right. Do I take this job? Should I start this company?
Is this pivot going to pay off? These are all decisions that require you to project outcomes, which, lines up perfectly with the claim of providing clear future visions. So it's about accelerating achievement by confirming the right path before you sink a bunch of time or money into it.
That's the promise, yeah.
And the third area, and this one is often confused with the first, is relationships.
It's so important that the source material separates love and relationships.
I thought so too.
Love is usually focused on romantic partners, but relationships, that's the whole social network. Family conflicts, issues with coworkers, complicated friend circles.
Different hidden truths.
Totally different hidden truths than romantic connections. The insights here are supposed to focus on understanding the motivations of the people around you in a non-romantic context.
That distinction to me shows a surprising level of detail in the service design. It's not just one corner of your life, it's your whole social world.
Exactly. And that brings us to the fourth application area, personal growth.
This one feels a little more abstract.
It is, and maybe the most universal. Personal growth is about self-understanding. Am I on the right path? What's my purpose? How do I break this negative pattern I'm stuck in?
So the focus shifts from external things to internal clarity.
Right. The value proposition here is using that strong clairvoyance, not just to see external events, but to predict the self you'll become if you follow certain paths. It's expedited self-knowledge.
So when you look at those four domains, love, success, relationships, personal growth, it's like a complete map of life's high-stakes stress points.
It is. The guidance is targeted precisely where certainty is hardest to come by, emotionally and financially.
And that's why the core value proposition to bring clarity and assurance into your life really resonates. It covers all the big question marks.
I think eliminating those question marks.
Absolutely. So we've detailed a pretty sophisticated system here, but a critical part of the source material is the specificity of the location.
Right.
Master J isn't just a clairvoyant, he is the clairvoyant in Memphis.
And that local specificity is a really important rhetorical anchor. In a field like this, big national or global claims can feel vague, detached.
Sure.
By establishing Master J firmly as the clairvoyant in Memphis, the service grounds itself in a community. It gives it an air of accessibility, accountability, local trust, a grounded identity for a service that's otherwise pretty intangible.
That level of detail, grounding it geographically, that moves us pretty neatly into the practical logistics, how someone would actually contact them.
The source is very direct about it. The full title is Clairvoyant Master J, Memphis Spiritual Guidance. And they provide three contact methods.
Let's start with the digital presence. That's usually the first stop for people.
Correct. For more information, the source gives a website, https.psychicmasterj.com/clairvoyant in Memphis. That's where you can apparently dive deeper.
Okay, and for more direct inquiry, there's a phone number.
Yes, if you prefer to talk to someone, the contact number listed is +1-901-230-3194.
And finally, I assume there's an email address.
There is. For written inquiries, the contact email is masterj6185@gmail.com. And again, the constant reference point is Clairvoyant in Memphis. All the information is laid out, from the biggest claims to the most basic contact details.
So what does this all mean when we connect the dots? We haven't just pulled out a list of services. We've looked at a carefully constructed system designed to provide informational certainty.
Right.
It uses the foundational knowledge from strong clairvoyance, the hidden truths, and then packages it with intuitive guidance and spiritual insights to make it applicable to the real world.
And that complete toolkit is focused squarely on delivering actionable information across those four critical life stress points: love, success, relationships, and personal growth.
It's not just a random menu of services.
No, it's a closed-loop system.
Yeah.
It's designed to eliminate risk at every stage of the decision-making process for the person who's seeking that knowledge.
And the ultimate goal, the consistent value proposition, is that promised certainty. They're selling the end of ambiguity.
It's a very compelling promise. Which brings us to the final provocative thought for you to consider as you reflect on all of this.
Okay.
The source material claims Master J offers both clear future visions and assistance in making the right decisions.
Ah, yeah. There's an inherent tension there built right into the advertising.
Exactly.
If the future is already clearly seen, why is decision-making guidance necessary at all?
Precisely. It raises a really deep question about knowledge versus action. The claim implies that just knowing the future isn't enough. The true value lies in the interpretation, the courage to act, or maybe the wisdom to change course, even when you're faced with a clear vision.
Mm.
The source suggests that even with perfect information, you still need the spiritual insight and guidance to navigate the future once it's known. So the question is the real value in getting the knowledge, or is it in successfully applying it to change your present? Something to ponder the next time you're facing a high-stakes decision.